Hello, Teletoon.
Hello, hello, hello. You are with Meg and Chloe on Teletoons on WRUX Beside Internet Radio.
That was beautiful.
Goodness.
I just slipped out of it.
Yeah.
It's done.
Yeah, there's no good way to just, like, make that transition, but I just ran up the stairs, and I'm, like, still, like, coming down from a cough. So I apologize to everybody involved.
It's okay. I feel like my throat's really dry, so I feel like I'm gonna be swallowing, and I'm gonna be like the entire time.
So ASMR.
Enjoy it.
Mukbang.
This is our Fleabag episode.
Finally. That's my bad. I was sick last week.
It's okay. I was supposed to do this, like, I was supposed to watch this, like, forever ago. And it's a really short show. And it took me so long to watch because I really just had to be in the right headspace to watch it.
Yeah, that's valid.
Because whenever I would watch it, I would get, like, sad.
Yeah, the first season especially is, like, really sad.
The second season is, like, hot and, like, emotional and, like...
Yeah, I will say, yeah, it does get sad. But I love the second season. And I have such good vibes when I'm watching the second season.
Yeah.
Or, like, I don't really go back and watch the first season, if I'm being honest.
The first season, I will have to say... The second season, I was, like, I have to be in, like, a dark room where, like, no one can see me.
Hey, real.
Like, because I liked it so much. Mm-hmm. But then the first season was, like... it was kind of hard to get through. It was kind of a drag. I was like, ugh. I'm gonna hear about how she killed her friend. Oops, sorry, spoiler.
She didn't hand to hand murder. It was kind of like an accident.
She feels guilt.
Yeah.
She feels guilt about it.
What song do you want to do first? I'll let you pick.
Oh, me?
Yes.
I feel like we should do one of your songs first.
We can start with Amy Winehouse.
Okay.
Back to Black.
Okay, perfect.
I honestly, like, I found this song because I was like, what's, like, a Fleabag vibe? And then this song came up and I was like, you know what? Yeah.
This is
just, like, the vibe is, like, the vibe of the show. So this is Back to Black by Amy Winehouse.
So far,
That was Back to Black by Amy Winehouse.
That was just funny. Like, I was just about to, like, whenever there's, like, the songs play, we, like, chat. And so I just, like, I didn't, like, drop a bomb, but it kind of was, like, a crazy thing to say to be, like, oh, wait, Emrin, sorry. But,
I was, like, we don't got time for that right now.
Next. But, yeah, so Fleabag. I guess we could just give a quick little synopsis. Yeah. So Fleabag is a British drama comedy. Dramedy? I don't know.
Yeah, I would say it's a drama. It's like a dark comedy.
Yeah, dark
it's
comedy.
It's very dry.
Very dry. Dry
British humor. Uh-huh. And it's like, yeah, so like, yes. Yeah, drama comedy.
So it is about this woman, and they never say her name, so she is called Fleabag.
Which I'm obsessed with.
Which I'm obsessed with as well. Same with like the Hot Priest in the second season. His name is Hot Priest. The only person.
Oh my god. Yeah, we don't know his name.
The only people that like have names are Claire, her sister, mm-hmm. and what's the friend's name? Haley? Starts with an H.
The friend?
I think. The friend who dies?
Boo.
Oh, Boo. Her okay, so yeah, Boo. They don't say her name. Yeah. It's Boo, and they run like a little...
I'm assuming Boo's like a nickname for something.
I'm sure, but I don't know what her name is.
Well, her name could be Boo.
Maybe.
Maybe like her parents were just like, gave her like a Boo. Weird little name. Because she was like, she's like a weird little girl, so like...
It's true. She really likes guinea pigs.
But maybe that's just her nickname.
So Fleabag and Boo have this like coffee shop mm-hmm. that is like guinea pig themed because yes. Boo really liked guinea pigs. And in the first season, we kind of get the idea that like something happened to Boo. Where is Boo? And then... event like we discover that she died and you're kind of like, well, why did she die and why does Fleabag have all this trauma about it? And it turns out, can we like say, well, yes. So yes. Fleabag had slept with
trigger warning
Fleabag had slept with Boo's boyfriend,
yes,
and then Boo was so upset, so distraught. I don't even think she knew that it was Fleabag.
No, she did not. She thought she found out that he cheated on her with someone, did not know that it was her best friend, and she
committed.
She caused harm to herself. It was actually, I think it was really sad because she said that she didn't want to actually end her life. She just wanted to go to the hospital so that he would like
feel bad and, like,
for her.
Yeah,
be there. She did not survive, and it was really sad.
Yeah.
So, anyways, drop that bomb on 10 a.m. on a Monday
good morning.
Sadness.
But then in the second season, well, so it's also like, it kind of just follows this woman who is like the idea is that she's like so normal.
Right.
But like, it's like the sides of like women that you don't typically see.
Yeah.
Like, she's just kind of, she's a little dirty, she's a little gross, but like all women are a little dirty and a little gross, you know? And this is something that like is not really like portrayed all that mm-hmm. well in media because like everyone's supposed to be very like, oh, I'm a lady.
Sunshine and flowers and happiness.
And I put on a smile no matter what. But like, she doesn't do that, which is like how normal women are. But her and her sister, like they go, there's just like a lot of quirks to the show. They go, mm-hmm. they're, because they lost their mother.
Yes.
When they were younger. Their dad would always make them go to these, like, feminist seminars, so then they have, like, good, just, like a good feminist background, which is just hysterical, and so they always go to those two together, those two go to those things together, and, like, they have, like, a stepmom who's just, like, after Fleabag, like, she
oh
just
my God.
Hates her guts.
She is actually, like, the worst, and, like, I felt like watching the show, I kept, like, Fleabag, I feel like, has a very negative outlook on the world, and so everyone thinks she's being dramatic about the stepmom, and I feel like I kept waiting for that moment to be like, oh, she actually is being dramatic. Oh, she, like, the stepmom is redeemable, and it literally never happens, and, like, everything the stepmom does just, like, makes it, like, worse and worse and worse, like, and, like, the last episode, I'm like, oh my god, this woman is a tyrant, like, I hate her.
She's foul. And then the second season kind of covers, like, in the first season, she's just dealing with, like, just all these people just kind of being horrible people, and like she's also like, she's not like this like crazy hero, you know, she's partaking in all the drama.
She has a lot of toxic traits, and she's very self-sabotaging of her own life, mm-hmm. and she kind of has a little addiction to men, and she kind of sees men as like disposable, and like mm-hmm. she's his boyfriend, but I feel like she kind of like cheats on him and
cheats on him, and she's just kind of doing her own thing at all times, and he's just kind of there her like physical things, mm-hmm. and like that's also something that she kind of has like a problem with, is like she's like addicted to like the physical aspect of mm-hmm. like relationships, and so she's constantly seeking that, and that's also the side of the show that's like, oh, it's a little gross, but it's not like gross, it's just like, that's just like biology. That's just human nature. But, like, she, like, the fact that she indulges in it so much is like, ugh, what do you do, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, she's funny, and she does this thing where she breaks the fourth wall. Like, she includes us in her life, basically, and she reacts to things in her life to us, and, like, yeah, it's good.
Sorry
stuff.
If anyone just heard me throw my keys. I was just, like, they were in my pocket, and they were bothering me.
We have, like, a soundboard with all these, like, sound effects.
I feel like I just made a weird little noise, but... Yeah, that's Fleabag. She's messy. She's crazy.
She's all of us.
Yeah. This next song is kind of that. I feel like this song is kind of just like feminine emotions.
Oh, yes.
So I kind of picked this because just wait for it. Like, it gets good. This is... Oh, wait. This is Miss by Florence Road.
God is all I have to say on this matter.
I just when I'm alone, I just when I haven't got you except inside my phone. Not just when I'm friends with my thoughts, not just when I'm gonna get caught, not just when I'm inside out, not just when I'm outside in, not just when I'm down by. Might as well have my head on a stake. It's when I'm having a blast, twirling around in my dress, and you'd say that I'm looking my best. Fill me up to the brim as the people cheer. I guess I'll always miss you when you're. Can't dry my tears. I'm just waiting till you appear. So you can tell me things right in my ear. Talking slow and no one's near. Instead, I'm thinking, slipping out of here. I crawl on nothing. So off the contents. Wish I could feel you.
Oh my gosh, my email is on in the background.
Does it make
a noise? I think it does because I have Do Not Disturb on and I think that stops the other things, but my email, like, it just doesn't.
That is so funny.
Oh my gosh, so I'm so sorry. That was so funny, like, right when it ended.
Right at the end, too. Ba-dong! Yeah.
So, sorry about that, guys. That was Miss by Florence Road. I really hope you enjoyed how, like, I didn't want to spoil it, but it starts really sad, and you're like, oh, sad song. And then she just, like, starts, like, I feel like feminine rage, and I feel like it's very Fleabag because I feel like it's very, like, primal and just, like, angry.
Yes. Primal is a great word for it. Yeah. Because that is what it is. There's, like, oh, my God, me and iTurk used to talk about, our friend iTurk, you guys have heard her.
iTurk. Oh, my God, is she listening? iTurk.
Where are you? But, me and her, she was the one who put me on this show, and we would talk about the one in like the first season when they go on that retreat and then they hear all those men yelling,
oh my gosh,
profanity.
It's so funny. They're,
it's
like
the funniest thing.
It's so funny. I want to say the word, but I don't know if my dad's listening.
I know. I'm like, I want to say it as well, but I don't know. I don't want to say it, but they say so like a bad word.
Yeah,
that is like it's more, I feel like it started in British, and yes, that word is more of a British word.
Yes.
Starts with a C.
Oh, I was thinking of a different word.
Oh, which one? T?
Okay, I feel like this one we can say.
Okay.
Because they're walking up to, like, they're going to this, like, feminist retreat, but there's, like, a retreat for, like, men who had, like, I guess, like...
It was, like, divorce or,
it
like...
It was, like, divorced men who had, like, problems with, like... like being misogynistic, so they do this thing where the women on their retreat, they can't speak at all. It's like the weekend of silence. And the men on their retreat, they're like yelling out all these profanities to try to
posters of women,
get it out of their like system, I guess. And so they're like walking up to the women's retreat and they hear this guy, I'm sorry, Dad, I'm sorry, Mom. And they hear this guy yell, sluts!
Oh my God, yes.
And Fleabag goes, yes. It's so funny.
I love it. It's so good. It's, and then she ends up going over to see like what's going on, and then when they see that there's like a woman, they all like they're like oh no, don't, you don't want to be here. Just so funny. Like this show is so wild. Love it.
And I, oh my gosh, my favorite part, we were talking about the feminist lectures earlier. Season one, I think, like, we were talking about how season one was like kind of hard to watch because it's a lot sadder than season two, but there's some really funny good moments
Yes.
And like there's this part when they're at the feminist lecture and the lecturer says like, how many of you, what does she say, like it was would you trade this for this, but what was, I know, like, it was like, how many of you would like live a shorter life if it meant that you had the perfect body?
And
Fleabag and Claire raise their hand, and no one else raises their hand, and they all look at them, and Fleabag goes, we're bad feminists. And it's so like, it's
so funny.
Oh, I think the concept of being a bad feminist is so like funny.
I feel like you can't really be a bad feminist unless you're like, I hate women, you know? So right. That's what's so funny about it, is because they're like, whatever, yeah, if you want the perfect body, so what?
So but what?
So funny. Like, they, and I love the relationship between the sisters, because I feel like it's portrayed so well.
Oh my gosh,
this.
It's the perfect sister relationship.
Because I thought you were going to bring up the shirt thing. How, like, Fleabag takes off her jacket and then realizes that she's wearing a shirt that she stole from Claire, like, years ago.
Oh my gosh.
And she puts her jacket back on, and Claire's like, oh, aren't you hot? Don't you want to take off your jacket? And she's like, no, I'm actually fine. And then they, like, it's just so funny. It's so, like, oh, I've totally done that. I mean, like, I've worn my sister's shirt around them, yeah, and like with like a jacket on just so that they don't see that I stole their shirt, but it's so funny.
No, that's so real. I used to steal my sister's clothes in high school, and one time I was painting with oil paint while I was wearing her shirt. And the thing about oil paint is it, like, you have to use like a really strong chemical to get it off, and I this is just a side tangent, but I got oil paint, and it was like a white and black striped shirt.
Oh no.
And like, I got oil paint on it, and then I started freaking out, so I started putting the chemical on the shirt, and the chemical got on my skin, and I looked up what to do if it's on your skin, and poison control came up, and I was like, go to the ER now.
Oh my God.
And I like freaked out, and I was like, I don't think I can ever borrow your clothes again, because I just was so upset that I got like black oil paint on her white shirt. It was karma. It was karma.
I've like done, I mean, nothing like that crazy, but I've gotten like pit stains on like, yeah, my sister's shirts and stuff, but no, that's
so real. I was like, I knew she was gonna be mad, because I think she let me borrow it, but she was like, don't get anything on it, like,
oh,
be
no,
careful. And I got something on it, I was like, oh, she's gonna murder me, she's gonna murder
me, she's gonna
me,
kill me, she's gonna kill me. Oh, but yeah, this next song I picked kind of for the same vibe, where it's just like, it's such like a, like, primal was a great word, Chloe.
Oh, thank you.
It's such like a primal show where she really, yeah, is just kind of like just going in, like following all of her urges. Like,
yeah, she just
she
does
has
what
no
she
shame,
wants,
which I guess is like is good to, yeah, an extent, but it does get into some pickles. But this is called "The Feminine Urge" by The Last Dinner Party. A
That was The Feminine Urge by Last Dinner Party. Sorry, I ended that like a second early.
No, I mean, like, it's, it just fades out like that. Okay. So that's perfect.
Beautiful.
But yeah, this next one is a Chloe pick.
Yes. So I think we talked about it a little bit, but in season two, there is a hot priest.
There is a hot priest.
And it's played by, what's his name?
Andrew Scott.
And basically, how they meet is that Fleabag goes to this, like, nice dinner for her dad and her, like, soon-to-be stepmom because they are getting married, and they invite their priest, who is going to, like, officiate the wedding, to the dinner. And Fleabag and Claire are both like, that's a hot priest. Mm-hmm. Like, he's swearing, he's smoking, he's drinking. Like, he's doing, like, all of the typical things that you think a priest wouldn't do. And he's very, like,
charming.
He's very charming, and I feel like he's very self-aware. Mm-hmm. Like, he's very aware that people hate religion. He's very aware of, like...
Like, I'm a priest. I have a bad... Like, yeah. Priests get a bad rap, you know?
And
but
I,
he's, like...
Yeah.
He's, like, a cool priest.
He's, like, funny about it. He's, mm-hmm. like... But he's very, like, he's still very passionate about his faith. And it's, like, really interesting because it contradicts, like, he'll just be like, oh, yeah, like, God, you know? Like, that's my man.
That's my dude.
And, like,
One of my favorite scenes is when, so Fleabag goes to talk. Well, actually, sorry, you can talk about how their first interaction happens.
Oh, I wasn't going to get it. I wasn't going to get into all of it. Yeah, you can go.
Well, so let me say that then. So she always talks to the camera. And so she's talking to us. She's like, yeah, nobody's asked me a question in like 20 minutes or whatever. Yeah. And then as she's saying that, like, she gets interrupted. Like, she's talking to us, the audience, and she gets interrupted by the priest, and he goes, so what do you do? And she's, like, gagged that he asked her a question and that, like, he singled her out, mm-hmm. which is just, like, nobody does that. Nobody gives her, like, a damn because Claire's married and, like, people are focused on that. And, like, mm-hmm. because Fleabag isn't married or has any prospects, they're like, oh, so then nothing, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just, like, sweet that he gave her that attention. But one of my favorite scenes where he does the God thing.
Yeah.
It's like, she goes to see him at the church, and they're, like, going back and forth really witty, really quick. Like, they're both going mm-hmm. back and forth so fast. And then she goes, well, I don't believe in God. And then the picture behind her falls down. And then she, like, looks at the picture. She looks at him, and then she looks at us, the audience. And then he goes, oh, God, I love it when he does that. And I'm like, oh, my God. It makes me, like, oh, I do love that, you know?
It's so funny.
It's so funny. And he's, like, just so sweet about his religion. Yeah.
But she has feelings for him, which is, like, if you know anything about being a priest, it's, like, life of celibacy. Like, priests don't get married. It's, like, no relationships, no nothing. And so, like, she is, like, obsessed with him. And
she's, like, doomed to this fate that she mm-hmm. will never, like, they'll never be able
they'll
to
never
be
together.
Together.
And he, you can tell, kind of has feelings for her, too. And they start to have this friendship, and it kind of blossoms into feelings. But he's, like, we can't be anything
like, except
for
I've sworn
friends.
My life, too. Yes. Which, that I also do really appreciate, because mm-hmm. it's not something where he's, F it, you know? He's not, like, oh, whatever, I don't care about this thing that I've literally sworn my life to. Like, he's, like, I swore my life to this, and I did it for a reason, so, like, I'm not... Like, even though it's like a thing where he's like, even though I do feel this way about you, like, I'm not just gonna, like, stop being a priest, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. This song is basically just a little, like, sexy religious song. I'm gonna just say...
That's no oxymoron.
I'm just gonna say sorry, Dad, throughout the entire show, if he's listening. This is Religion by Lana Del Rey.
Everything is fine now. Let sleeping dogs lay. All our minds made up now. All our beds are made. No one's out of time, no chips for where they may. Leave it all behind. Let the ocean wash away. It never was about the money. When all my friends say I should take some space,
That was Religion by Lana Del Rey. Going off of similar vibe, this is a Megan pick.
This one is also based on... This one is more from, like, the priest's perspective.
That's so true.
Because, okay, spoilers, they sleep together.
Fleabag!
It's, like, a thing. It's, like, a crazy moment because he keeps telling her, like, we're not gonna... Like, mm-hmm. we're not gonna do that. And then... She looks at the camera and she's like, we're totally gonna, like, whatever, which is just funny. And then, you know, they end up, like, I don't know, it's, like, a crazy way that it all plays yeah. out. Because, like, they kiss at one point, and then that's something crazy, like, where something falls in the background, and then, like, he realizes, like, oh, there's God again,
yeah,
like, saying
God's
something.
Telling him no.
And then they... Like, they're kind of having a thing. He gets drunk. She goes over to his, like, mm-hmm. priest house. And then, I guess, he's, like, lives in a church, no?
Yeah.
So, she, like, goes over to his priest house or whatever. And then they're, like, kind of having it out. And, like, he's, like, no, like, that's not going to happen, whatever. Like, yeah. they're kind of fighting because, like, he knows how she feels. He knows how he feels. And so, he's mm-hmm. really, like, losing his mind a little bit because he's, like, what am I doing? So, then he gets drunk yeah. and then, like, kind of just tells her all these things. And then, whatever. They sleep together. Yeah. Womp, womp.
Womp, womp.
And then, yeah, so this song I picked because it's kind of like, I feel like it's just like that, like, grappling with, I don't know, both mm-hmm. sides of that thing. Like, he likes this girl and has strong feelings for her, but also he doesn't want to, like lose his religion. So this is Losing My Religion by R.E.M.
It's bigger than you.
That was Losing My Religion by R.E.M.
Yep. I feel like it kind of was like, right? That's the priest. That's
the
hot priest.
That is the priest.
So, yeah. This next one is a Chloe pick. Oh, wait. What character is your favorite? Which one do you think you are?
I feel like we all are Fleabag.
I agree. I was going to say the same thing.
I feel like if you watch the show and you're like, I'm someone else, I feel like that would be kind of crazy because I think she, the way that she breaks the fourth wall and the way that she, like, she says these things where it's like, she says things that's like everyone is thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like she's very honest and I feel like you are supposed to, like, see yourself in her.
Yeah.
Even if you're not the same as her, even if you have different traits, I think you were supposed to, like, relate to her with how, like, close she is to the audience. So I feel like everyone watches the show.
I totally agree. Because I was going to say the same thing. I was like, I think we're all, you know.
I think we all are
Fleabag. But yeah.
But, oh, sorry.
No, you go.
I was going to say for favorite character, I really like Claire.
I was going to say the same thing. I just love Claire. Like, she's like, she makes me laugh. When she gets her haircut, it's like, no, it's French.
And she's like, so, and she calls Fleabag and she's like, everything's ruined. I ruined my life. And Fleabag like shuts down her cafe because she's like, my sister is having like a crisis. Like she thinks it's like something with her husband because like.
Oh yeah. Cause at one point Claire had like a miscarriage and her husband didn't know about it. And so then Fleabag was like, oh, I had a miscarriage and people are like disappointed in her. And so she's always there for her sister.
I feel like the sister relationship is done so well.
I agree.
Like the way that they could be fighting and hate each other. And then like, if something happens, the other person will just be there for them.
It's true. It's very, yeah. Very valid. If my sisters are listening, love you guys. I feel like I would probably say the same. Who am I kidding? Okay. We are all Fleabag. Amen. Yeah. We are just... That's what that made me think of. But we are Fleabag. We carry the flame. my favorite character is probably the hot priest.
No, that's so real.
Because I do love Claire. And, like, she's probably, like... Anytime she's there, like, I love her scenes. Like, she's just so awesome. But I do love the hot priest. Because he's just, like, so witty and so, like, clever. And I'm like, yeah, man.
He's so funny.
Oh my
gosh.
But yeah. Do you have a least favorite character?
I think the stepmom.
Okay, that's valid.
Martin. Yes. Martin. Oh my god.
The worst.
He's like actually like so nasty and it's like I feel like they do a really good job of like portraying this like relationship where it's like someone you love is in a relationship or like even married to like this horrible man and you're like, why are you with this person? Like, he's awful. Why are you with him? It's so
And he
awful.
Like tried to make a move on
Fleabag.
And then when she was like, hey, you trying to make a move on me, Claire didn't believe her because she was like, I'm going to believe my husband. And she's like, I'm your sister, bro.
Oh, my God. I would always, I would always believe my sister. Me over too. My husband.
I would like watching that. I was like, that's not true. But I think Claire was also just like, I think that she's in this toxic relationship.
She is. And she did eventually, she eventually was like, I'm sorry. Like, I know that he did this.
Yeah.
But like, she just, I feel like she couldn't see how bad he was. Mm-hmm. But
and he's also like the only American in the show.
It's so funny. I
it's
feel like,
so funny.
I feel like it's a bad portrayal of Americans because he's the only one. He's just like,
and he sucks. Awful. He sucks.
So bad.
Yeah. He's my least favorite character.
Well, speaking, oh, sorry. Did you?
No, that was it.
Speaking of Claire, this song is like, I picked the song as like sister songs. I picked it as kind of like, I feel like the song is very youth and childhood, but it's also kind of about like, that's over now. Mm-hmm. And I feel like they're in this point where it's like, they're not in their childhood anymore. They've like, their mother has like died, and they're in this very like awkward point in their life where they are these adults trying to like build their lives, but they still very much like deep down when you see them together, it's like, they're still girls. Mm-hmm. They're still sisters.
Aww.
And so I feel like this song is very much just like, like childhood, like feminine, like whimsy, but like kind of accepting that that's over. And this is Dog Days Are Over by Florence and the Machine.
Yeah.
Sorry, I ended that kind of early.
Yeah, you did.
I was trying to multitask.
Yep.
Anyways, that was The Dog Days Are Over by Florence and the Machine. I feel like that song is just, like, really fun. I also just feel like, I don't know, I feel like it was, she, I feel like it's kind of the vibe of the show. Like, I feel like she has a very, like, Fleabag, like, energy of just, like.
I agree.
I feel like, just, like, messy and, like.
Yeah.
I feel like she's, like, Fleabag if Fleabag wasn't so anxious. Like, because she's, Florence and the Machine is very, like, free and, like.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I feel like that's who Fleabag wants to be.
Mm-hmm.
But. This last song
this
is the
last song on Teletoons with Megan Clough on WIXB Side Internet Radio. Yes. Is I picked this one because, or should I do the other one? What do you think? Do you think this is a good one to end on?
Did you want to do this one?
Oh,
or
that's
this one, or this one,
or this one, or what about that one, or what about the, which one do you think would work
I
best?
I feel like, well, this one's long, so I don't think we have time. Maybe this one?
Okay, I like that one. Okay. I was going to do Somebody's Watching Me because she breaks the fourth wall, but I feel like that's too on the nose for our last song.
Yeah.
This one that we're going to play instead, I picked because it's kind of, well, it's kind of how the show ends, you know? So
yeah.
So this is a good one to end on. So
oh, good.
This song is kind of the idea that, like, this man just has so much, like, restraint, you know, like,
yeah.
I want to do it, and he does not want to do it. And so, it's, like, it's kind of like how the show ends
what,
where,
Megan? Do what?
When a man and a woman, so the birds and the bees, but
oh
so
my gosh.
The show ends with Fleabag telling the priest that she loves him,
yeah,
and he says, oh, it'll pass.
Oh, be so for real.
Be so for real. And so then it's kind of just like they kind of have to, like, I don't know, go on with, like, they both had these feelings for each other, but he's not going to give up his, like, faith for that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so this is kind of just the idea, like, more on their relationship. This is My Man on Willpower by Sabrina Carpenter.
He's loving, he always initiates calling and touching. It feels like just yesterday he wanted all four of my personalities. Now I don't recognize this stranger, danger, there in my bed at night. Why'd I ponder a life without me? Be like, can I return it? Give back the version I like this one's bullshit.
email. So well, sorry about my email
that
loss.
That was My Man on Willpower by Sabrina Carpenter. And this has been Teletoons with Meg and Chloe on WIOX B-Side Internet Radio. Our Fleabag episode,
a very British show.
A very British show.
If we didn't make that clear enough. See us. I'm going to stop.
But yeah, tune in next week, 10 a.m.
And
look at our Instagram and you'll see what show we're going to do, because we're not sure yet either.
Yes, there's only a couple shows left in the semester. And of all time.
Oh yeah, don't say it.
So be sure not to miss them.
All right, everybody, have a wonderful, fabulous day.
Goodbye.